This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm going to read a story here that I think is going to get Sam's conspiracy theory brain a-churning. Egg producers are blaming the bird flu outbreak for driving prices to record highs, but critics believe that giant companies are taking advantage of their market dominance to profit handsomely at the expense of budget-conscious egg buyers.
You know, we had the big egg conspiracy guy call in a while back, and man, it got me in a rabbit hole.
Stop Googling conspiracy theories, no, Sam.
Tell everybody, Sam, the conspiracy theory you shared with me off the air at the end of the show last night.
Just take a wild guess. How many commercial egg-laying hens are there currently? Before the avian flu kicked in, how many commercial egg-laying hens were there in the United States? Just throw a number
20 million.
No, it's much higher.
100 million. I don't know.
340 million.
Okay.
All right.
We have lost 30 million birds. That means there are 310 million still dropping eggs.
That is 8 points.
Well, not all of them are girl chickens.
They're hens. They're all hens.
The hens population has dropped roughly 8.7%.
And why are our prices? It was $1.79 at Aldi to get a dozen eggs 6 months ago. You lose 8%, and all of a sudden it's $7?
It is a good point, Sam. Of all of your conspiracy theories, that is one I'm willing to entertain.
I don't know if I buy it yet, but man, the numbers do not add up.
From CBS News, it is not only the surging cost of eggs that is making breakfast pricier these days. The price of coffee is also spiking because of a confluence of factors. The cost of wholesale beans, the most popular on the planet, surpassed $4 a pound for the first time this month. And have doubled over the past year, running up from less than $2 a pound in January 2024 to a record $4.30 a pound on February 13th, 2025. Is it Arabica beans? Is that, I don't know how
Arabica.
To pronounce Arabica. Okay, so I didn't even get it right
on
the
two
that I tried. Anyway, those are the beans that are apparently the most popular around the world. For consumers still grappling with high food prices, that means soaring prices in the grocery aisle. The retail price of ground coffee hit an all-time high of $7 a pound in January, up 75% from January of 2020. Wow.
Arabica.
Thank you.
Yeah, wait till you hear about the number of coffee-laying hens.
No. That's when we really go down a rabbit hole. Have you heard of Starbucks Edward? The name Edward is trending right now for all of the wrong reasons.
Okay.
Starbucks Edward has spoken out after his crazy order went viral. I'm going to show you a photo of the order.
Oh, my word.
Look at all of the different specifications he has. Edward.
What a jerk.
Ordered a venti caramel crunch frappe with, this is all separate from the original order, 5 bananas, 7 pumps of caramel syrup, extra whip, and a laundry list of 9 other things.
One ass hat.
You know, it was probably 26,000 calories. It was a $14 beverage. Edward has come forward, does not want to give his last name, and says, I don't see a reason why I wouldn't order a drink like that again. Edward is 31. He unwittingly found himself in hot water last Monday after an ex-Starbucks employee shared a Twitter snapshot of the complex coffee concoction featuring 13 ingredients. His crazy cup of joe command sent social media to a boiling point. The whole thing has gone viral, and I think she might have gotten fired over it.
If you want a custom-made coffee...
with 13 different instructions, Sam...
go to the grocery store and buy the ingredients that you want in the coffee and go home.
Because you're holding up everyone else because of that.
Not to mention the ingredients separately probably cost you, what, $20? And you can make like 50 coffees out of it?
It's not good.
We are doomed.
That is what broke your camel's back?
When we get back, we might have to bring this back on Monday. An arrest warrant has been issued for a man who crashed into a tow truck during an attempted repo. It has been a while since we've talked about the old repo.
Oh, let's do that coming up
this
in just a minute.
This is local-ish.
Let's not save that. Let's do it right now.
It's Johnson County, Missouri.
Which is Warrensburg.
And they are still looking for the 28-year-old.
Let's talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, we talk about dangerous jobs.
Oh.
The old repo, tow, bail bonds, like that whole wheelhouse of jobs.
913-586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.